Time again for a look at the world of sports with our very own Tony Cox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai.
Well, football fans are pointed towards Glendale, Arizona this week, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Something called Super Bowl 42. Have you ever been to a Super Bowl, Farai?
No, but I've had some really, really good chicken wings at the Super Bowl parties.
Well, I've covered a few, and I'll tell you, it is something to see. And in fact, that's where our man is this week. Of course, he is New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. Hey, Bill.
Cox. I'm doing wonderful, man. How you doing?
Listen, man, I'm great. You have been in Arizona all week with all the hype and all the media who quite literally come from around the world to cover this extravaganza. Let me ask you this. Do you get a sense that there's much excitement about this Super Bowl? And here's why I ask, because this is the 42nd edition, but it hasn't always lived up to the hype. You know, there have been games that were good, but the last really exciting game, I think, was Super Bowl 34, when the Tennessee Titans and St. Louis Rams went down to the wire and the Titans came within an arm's length of the goal line and winning that game as time ran out, but it hasn't been exciting since.
Well, you know, Tony, that game, even that game was exciting in retrospect. Going in, you know, there was Steve McNair and all that. But I got to tell you, Tony, I have not been at a Super Bowl. I've covered maybe about 20 of them that has had this level of expectation. I think it's really going to be a great game because for the first time in a long time, you've got two teams with something really, really, really at stake. I mean, the Patriots have this 18-0 record at stake and the championship. That's historic. I think they're now admitting it, that they've come too far now to lose a game, and I think they feel a little bit of, you know, carrying the weight of history and that they've got this unblemished record. The Giants are just simply pro football's hottest team. They've come together at the perfect time. I think that on paper, they've got everything it takes to beat New England. So, yeah, Tony, I think that there really is a level of expectation because I think we feel, we journalists who write the first draft of history, feel that we are in the midst of history if New England to win this game. This has never been done before.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks for a moment and the man who is simply the man right now, Tom Brady, of course, of the New England Patriots. No matter what happens on Sunday, Bill Roden, is he going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks in history?
I think the answer is yes, Tony. But, you know, we live in an environment now, man, that where no matter how great you think you are, all it takes is one loss, one misstep, and people almost forget what happened yesterday. He's got three Super Bowl championships. So I think it's safe to say that, yeah, but there's something about winning this game, completing an undefeated schedule in this competitive environment, winning a fourth championship, that I think will put him in that level of Montana, of, you know, Bart Starr, of really, really a true legendary status.
And what about Eli Manning, the brother of perhaps the second most celebrated quarterback, Peyton Manning? Now, a win for him would be huge, even bigger than his big brother's Super Bowl victory of just a year ago. So if Eli and the Giants pull off this win, that opens the debate, doesn't it, on who's the greater athlete between Eli and big brother Peyton?
You kind of touched on it. I mean, the reality is that Eli has gotten here a lot quicker than his brother. I mean, it's taken Eli four years to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, Peyton was almost, it seemed like a lifetime. And every year he lost to New England. He lost, oh, can he do it? Does he choke? Where his younger brother's got here 4 years. And I think that if he wins this quickly, I don't know if we'll put him at that stature of Peyton for two reasons. A, Peyton is much more he's much more gregarious. He's much more extroverted. He carries himself in a different way. Eli is very, very, very low-key, very self-assumed. I mean, he could be in your studio right now, and you might not even know it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if he wins, I think it's more of a team victory, and he'll be the first to say, this is about us. I think sometimes Peyton's success is kind of has been made more about him.
Let me ask you one last question about Randy Moss. We can't get away without talking about him because only a few
right.
years ago he was the problem child of the NFL, and now since he's been with the Patriots, things have changed, even though he hasn't dominated in the playoffs so far. And he has that domestic abuse case hanging over his head as well. A big game Sunday would help quiet his critics, wouldn't it?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, I think we have to be very careful, Tony, of separating what you do off the field and what you do on the field. You know what I'm saying? So I think that what the great thing about this year for Randy Moss, the football player, is many of us forgot how great a wide receiver, how dangerous a wide receiver that he was. He's in an environment where he feels enthused, he's excited, and I personally think that he could really have a game on Sunday that really reminds us how dangerous he really is.
Now, the Patriots are favored by 12 or 13 the last time I checked the spread. Is that the same, and who do you like?
Well, you know, I knew we were going to get to that point, Tony. You know, I really like the Giants. I'm going to give you a typical coach's answer. I really like the Giants. I think that they've got the perfect team to beat New England. And if it were any other team than the Patriots, or even the Patriots had lost two games, I would choose New York. But, man, I just cannot choose against and go against a team that is 18-0. I just – professionally, I just can't. It defies logic. What about you?
I understand. Yeah, my heart is with the New York Giants, but I don't know that they can win. But just so that we'll make it interesting, I'll take the Giants.
Okay.
And you can take the Patriots. And Great. The winner buys dinner.
There you go.
I like lobster. Hey.
Everybody's heard this, too.
I like lobster.
Good.
Bill Roden, thank you very much, bro.
Hey, Tony, it's always a pleasure, man.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with our regular sports commentator, William C. Roden. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback.